Here goes. Mishloisha mekoymas. You can sit down. Mishloisha mekoymas akoyanim shoimrim. There's two different places in the Beis Hamikdash where the koyanim would be to shmira. As we mentioned, shmira was not done because we were afraid that anything was going to get stolen. First of all, the big kelim, they were all the way inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the small things, you don't really have to worry about that. Because in Anias Makmashir, they're going to steal something small, we'll just replace it. It's not a big deal. But we need Shoimrim because, like the Brits, they like to have the changing of the guard by the queen. So it's supposed to be something of some sort of covet or yira or awe, as we mentioned. I'll call upon him. There's three different places. Beis Avtinas, Beis Hanitzotz, Beis Amoited. There are three places. One is called Beis Avtinas. Beis Avtinas was named after this person whose name was Avtinas. Then there's Beis Amoiked. Beis Amoiked was Beis Hanitzotz. Sorry, Hanitzotz is where there was a fire. Hanitzotz is like a spark. Well, actually, it's referring to Pashtus, the spark of when sunrise. They see the sparks of the sun as like the rays of the sun start jutting out. And Beis Amoiked, that's where there was always a fire over there. The Beis Amoiked was huge, mangus. It had itself four different sanctuaries. I have pictures, which I'll show you a different time. Four different sanctuaries inside this big chamber. So it's a large chamber. I mean, you say the word antechamber, but I don't even know what that means. But it's a large room, and it had four small rooms. And in the main room, there was also a place for people to sleep, and other things were going on. There was a fire there. Akol panim, that was the third place, Beis Amoiked. Beis Avtinas, Beis Hanitzotz, to tell you aliyos. So the symbol, I would assume that it means that it was on the second level. So it had a roof. And haroivim shaimim sham. The roivim is the young koyanim. They're called roivim over here. It's not clear exactly why they're called roivim. We'll see later on why they're called that. But the roivim, the young koyanim would do shmira up there where they had young legs. They would go upstairs. Beis Amoiked, on the other hand, kippah, it had a dome. This was a one floor, and it had two stories, had a dome. Ubayis gadol hayamukaf roivdim shel evan, and it was a big room, and it was surrounded by these stone slabs. Zikne beis av yishenim sham, and the elders would sleep there. Now I want you to know something: you weren't even allowed to sit in the beis hamikdash. So what does it mean over here? Ah, that's in the Azara. In the Azara, you weren't allowed to sit. Now, this was connected to the Azara, but actually, according to some of Farshim, half of it was in and half is out. Like where the Sanhedrin was. So, in the Lishka Sagaz, a similar type of thing. So, it was on the edge. So, therefore, where they slept was outside of the Azara. That part of it was outside of the Azara. And that's where they were sleeping. Now, it wasn't all the Kainim in the world. The Kainim were broken down to Mishmairis of 24. 24 Mishmairis, and that was the rotation that they had. So then, what? And there was, within the 24, there was broken down to six or seven that of each single day. So you had only a small number of people that were there, that were sleeping there. And Maftechas Azor biyodam, they had the keys to the Azor in their hands. It doesn't actually mean that they slept with them in their hands. It's not clear exactly what it means, but it means that they were the ones in control, that's for sure. Pirchei Kohuna, now again, these are the young people. We said before it calls them Roivim, now Pirchei Kohuna, we'll see why. But these are also young people. The Pirchei Kohuna, Ish Ksasai Ba'aretz, so he would sleep on the ground. And we'll see why they didn't have normal beds. The Gemara later on talks about why they didn't just have beds in the Beis Hamikdash. So they they would not sleep in their regular Big Day Kodesh, of course, but rather, they would take them off. Poishtin. They would take them off. Okay. And according to one Gersa Makaflan, I say they would fold them up. They would place them under their head. We have to see if this means mamish under their head. Are you allowed to put your clothing on your head or not? Are you allowed to be nana from it? And rather, they would warm themselves. They would cover themselves in their own ksus, and they would use something that belongs to them. Now, what happens if ira keri le'echad mehem? What happens if one of them had some sort of discharge? Yoitze v'haylechloy. So he's going to have to go out. So how is he going to go out? So it says b'mesiba ha'oleches loytachas habira. There's this mesiba. This mesiba is like this tunnel that we're going to have, which is going underneath the biro, which means it's going under the Beis HaMikdash. So he's now going underground. Now, the reason why he's going underground is because you can't stay in a place that's Kodesh. You can't go into the Kodesh. What he did is went under the Beis HaMikdash. Underneath the Beis HaMikdash was not Niskadish. Tachas Harabayis was not Niskadish. Therefore, it's mutter for him to go there. The Neiroish Dolkin Mikano Mikan. He's got candles on both sides. Now, we understand why you need candles on both sides. By the way, I just want to make a mention. If anyone has a question, either there or the people that are present, feel free to speak up. I'd like to make sure that this is clear. If you have anything that we have to work on, we're not really in a rush. I think we can finish this easily, even by Pesach. So if you have any questions, just let me know. There is candles that are lit on both sides. Until he gets to the place where there's a tefillah. There was a large bonfire. That was the word we were looking for yesterday. There was a bathroom there. Now, there's a bathroom underground for two reasons. First of all, before a person goes to the tefillah, he has to go to the bathroom first, at least someone that's ira keri. So therefore, we wanted him to have a bathroom, that way he could go to the bathroom. So the bathroom is right next to the mikvah. It's like even part of like the whole mikvah thing. So that's it's part of the Beis HaTvilo. So it's called a Beis HaKisei Shel Kavod. It's called a Beis HaKisei that had a certain respect. Why is it called a Beis HaKisei Shel Kavod? Zehaya Kvodai. This is the Kavod of this Beis HaKisei because Matzai Naol Yodei Sheyesh Hamadam. You found it locked. You knew that someone was already there and he could go to the mikvah by himself. I guess down there they had private mikvah opportunities like Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. They had private mikvah opportunities. You found the door locked. He could go to the bathroom himself. He could go to the mikvah himself. And therefore, if the door is locked, then you just have to wait until the other person goes out. I don't know. I guess when he opens the door, you have to wait a few seconds, let him leave. Anyway, pasuach, you find it open. So then, v'yadua she'ein sham adam. You know that there is no one else there. So what does he do? Yorad v'tava. He goes down to the mikvah. And Nistapeg. So then he would dry himself off in the schamim kineged amadur. You have to understand, it was very cold in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have heating, that's one thing. Their clothing was relatively thin, and they're walking barefoot on the floor. So they could use to be heated up a little bit. As a matter of fact, there was actually a doctor who was assigned to the Beis HaMikdash in particular in order to help them with their digestional issues. The reason was because here they are. They're eating meat all day. Their feet are freezing. It's very difficult for them to digest this food. So there was a doctor whose job was to take care of digestional issues. We gave a whole shiur on Mishmar. You're there, Max. We're talking about can you have refu? We said maybe then he's not really a doctor. Rather, he's a nutritionist. Tell him what other things he could eat in order to make sure that his digestion works well, so that people shouldn't get sick. We got all shy of whether or not a person's supposed to go to a doctor or not go to a doctor. But there was someone on premises to make sure that they should be healthy. So over here also, we want to warm him up a little bit because he could freeze if after just coming out of the mikvah. Anyway, so then that's what he has. So now what does he do? Nischamim kineged amadura. He warms himself by this fire. Ba v'yoshav lo etzel achim. Now he comes and he can sit by his brothers, his friends, hakoyanim, the other koyanim, achayu sha'arim niftachim, until the gates are going to be open, and then yotzeva ha'ilachloi. Then he goes out. When does he go out? Until harav shemesh, until nightfall, and then he can come back in when by nightfall, because a tvul yoyim is called is still not supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash until the next day. So over here, there's an interesting Tosfos, and Tosfos says the following thing. This is asked the question. It's Tosfos in Yevamos. Over here we don't have Tosfos. But Tosfos in Yevamos says the following thing. That there's an isser of a tful yaim to stay, to go into Ezra's Nashim. So the Tuli Yom isn't allowed in any part of the, not only in the Azara, even in the Ezra's Dashim. So if that's true, so why is he sitting around with his friends playing him until the gates are open? He can't even sit around there at all, the Chla.
He's partially
what?
He's part
of the even a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to even go into the Azar. So I'm not sure exactly what the Eitz is. He's got to get out. The doors are locked. So he could stay underneath the Beis HaMikdash, I guess, or I don't know what the Eitz would be. But listen to the teretz that he says. He says the following thing. He says, look, a Tful Yoyim, it's Isser to be in the, and we mentioned, even to be in the Ezus Nashim is an Isser Midr Abonim. It's only Asser Midr Abonim for him to do that. And the Chacham Asser, listen to the Lam, this, be careful, listen carefully. They didn't Asser you to be in the Beis HaMikdash. They Asser you to come into the Beis HaMikdash. So if someone was already in the Beis HaMikdash and he's a Tful Yoyim, so did he transgress anything? He didn't. Words, if he's there already, so that wasn't included in the Gzera intentionally. Probably the Chacham, with their foresight, understood that we could end up in this type of situation. So therefore, they only asked someone from entering into the Beis HaMikdash, not from being into the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he would sit there with his friends, his other Kohanim, open the doors, and he left, and he would come back after Harav Shem. Now, we're moving on. Over here, we're talking about that the first avodah that was done in the morning after we spoke about that this shmirah, it's actually a machloikas, that the shmirah happened only at night or even during the day. At night is when there's really very limited activity or practically no activity in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we could understand clearer why there should be people watching the Beis HaMikdash at night. It could be you even had them during the day, but either way, we just discussed that this for sure at night is shmirah. Now we're getting ready for the first thing in the morning. What happens first thing in the morning is the following thing. Someone wants to do Trumas HaMizbeach, which we spoke about is Trumas HaDeshen, or if you want to use it in layman's terms, it's called taking out the garbage. And that was the first thing that people did in the morning. It's to show, Rabbi Yerucham Lvovitz has a saying, Pashtus is Gadlus. Pashtus is godless. Great people can do simple things. Small people do big things. Big people can do small things. To understand that, to make it clear, everyone does the big things. Question is doing the little things. That's the challenge. It's doing the being able to even pick up on the small things, the small nakudas. That is greatness. So over here, understanding that the kohen's job is to take out the garbage. Pashtus is godless. And we said also, we don't want a kohen to become too haughty. Think about him. So, you know, everyone has a lot of respect to the kohen. He's in the Beis HaMikdash. He's feeling all good about himself. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach. Therefore, we want to try to curb his temptation for gaiva. So therefore, what we do is we make him take out the garbage first thing in the morning. Remember, you like everyone else, you take out the garbage just like everyone else takes out the garbage. So therefore, what we say is that the kohen is going to do the Trumas HaDeshen. Mi shehu roitze litroimes ha-mizbeach. Whoever wants to be toyim the mizbeach, whichever kohen wants to be a part of this. Now, as we mentioned, this ended up becoming a lottery. The reason it was a lottery is because there was a lot of jockeying. People were jockeying for a position. They wanted to be they wanted to be the ones that did it. They'd run up the mizbeach and it became dangerous. So therefore, we had to actually have a lottery. So who can join the lottery? So it says, Mishu roitze litroim es ha-mizbeach. Someone who wants to be toyim the mizbeach. Mashkim v'toyval. He should get up early, go to the mikvah. This is what they did every single day. Ad shelo yavoy ha-memuna. Before the memuna comes. There's a memuna, is the person who's in charge. Now he was either just in charge of the pious. He was in charge of the lottery. To put people in order, or perhaps he's in charge of the entire Avodas Hayoyim. He was like the gabbai. We have a new gabbai here in headquarters, Yerachmiel Dryish, who's taking care of things. He also called himself did you call yourself CEO this morning or something? He's also the CEO.
CEO
of the dorm. See, this room is the base medrash, and over there is the dorm. Anyway, Akitzer, this person, the memuna, is like the CEO or the gabbai. Maybe he's only in charge of the lottery, maybe in charge of everything. and you have to show up before then. Could be that he's the Skan Kohen Gadol. That's the person who's in charge over here. V'chi be'ize bo ha'mimune. So it says, when exactly does the Mimuna come? Is there like a specific time that the Mimuna would come? Says the Mishnah, sometimes he's going to come, and he's coming for the time of Kriyas Hagever, is when the rooster crows. Well, in our neck of the woods, the rooster can crow any time of the day, but it's referring to the beginning of the morning. The fun of acharav, he can come before it, he can come after it. Hamamuna ba, the muna comes. V'doyfek aleihem. Simple pshat is he knocks on the door. It could be that he's calling them. V'heim pischulay, they open the door for him. As we mentioned, they have the keys. Amar lehem, he says back. Mishetava yovay v'yifayes. Whoever was toivel can come, and we are going to do the lottery. Ifisu, and then they did the lottery. What happens? Zacha Misha Zacha. The person, whoever was Zaycha, is going to be Zaycha in the lottery, and he's going to be now the person who gets to do the Trumas Hadesha. So now everyone else waits around in order to watch or to accompany him as he does the Trumas Hadesha. So now we're going to discuss the different halachas that there are in the Mishnah. The first halacha in the Mishnah is the fact that there are shomrim, as we mentioned, as people who are watching in the Beis HaMikdash. Mino hani mili. Where do we know this from, that there are shomrim in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'achaynim lifnei HaMishkan keidma, lifnei oyal moyed mizracha, Moshe ve'aron uvanav, Shoimrim Mishmeres HaKodesh, Mishmeres HaMikdash, the Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael. We say that they're Shoimrim. Over here, the Pasuk is talking about over the Mishkan. However, the din is going to be the same also for the Mikdash, that because we find, like in this past week's parasha, Elip Kudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, which is referring to the Beis, we said it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. We find the Mikdash is called Mishkan, different types of things. Akoponim. So therefore we see Shaimrim Mishmeres HaMikdash and Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk tells us. Comes along the Gemara and says the Gemara, Amri in Shimur Ba'alma Ashkechon. It's true, you find over here that there needs to be Shimur in the Beis HaMikdash. Aber Deboi, it has to be the Koyanim are the ones that are doing the Shimur. How do we know that? Ashkan Deboy Koinim Ulavim Shimor Mil Masnisan Ktani. So we don't see anywhere that Shimor Ba'alma Ashkan Deboy. So we'll just read it that way. Shimor Ba'alma Ashkan Deboy. We see that for sure in this pasuk that you need to have Shimor. Masnisan Ktani, the Mishnah tells us that it needs to be Koinim and Levim are doing it, even though we didn't mention yet the Levim. It says over here, our Mishnah in other places, there's three places that the Koinim are Shaymer Beis HaMikdash, and Levim be'esun ve'echad makoin. And Levim have 21 places. There I'm going to have to show you a map for the 21 places. Levim also did Shimor together with the Koinim in 21 different places. So in the pasuk that Abai brought, it says that the Kainim and Levim were brought together. Why? It says Moshe, the Aaron, Shemeshmeres Hakadosh, Meshmeres Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, it doesn't mention anywhere any discrepancy between Moshe and Aaron. Now Moshe is Shevet Levi. Levi, and Aaron is Kayin. We're lacking Kayinim over here. We haven't had the one thing that we're missing is Berachas Kayinim every day. We have to see if we could try to figure out. Avram, is there any Kayinim in the building? Of Helman, that's not gonna. Hello. No, should be gesund. Maish and Aaron is Levi and Kayin. So over there, the pasuk don't necessarily differentiate between There's the Kohanim have these places, the Levim have these places. It just says that the Kohanim and Levim, Moshe and Aaron, Uvanav, Shomer, Mishmeres HaKodesh, they're the ones that are Shomer. So therefore, we don't see anywhere that there's a difference between the Kohanim and the Levim. Amri, they say, Hachikamar, this is going to be, this is what the Pasuk means to say. Same Pasuk. V'achoynim, lefnei ha-mishkon, keidma lefnei ol moed mizracha Moshe. And then the Hador, Aron uvayanim, shomrim mishmeres ha-mikdosh. So what, and then it says, afterwards, the Pasuk is saying, Aaron and his sons. So it's not Moshe Ubanov, it's Aaron Ubanov. So it's Moshe. Aaron Ubanov, shomrim mishmeres ha-mikdosh. She'aron b'chad makoim, Ubanov is b'shtei makoimais. So therefore, we have altogether three mishmaras of kainim. It says shloshim makoimais of kainim shomrim. So it says Aaron, Ubanov, Aaron and his two sons, which is referring to over here, which sons? Elazar v'Isamar, another one of you are already, they're Baruch Dayan Emes. Zechroinam Levrocha, Zechet Zedigim Levrocha. Al Chalpanim, so therefore, that we have now altogether three places for the Kainim, it's perfect. What? So Yerachmiz is a good question. So how do we know the Yerachmiz, that, where do we know that the Levim are going to be guarding 21 places? So that's something we're going to have to see later on. Akopanim, as far as Kohanim are concerned, so we have a valid makar for the Kohanim. So it says, continues the Pasuk and says, continues the Gemara, I'm sorry, and says, Mimai, how do you know that that's the way you're supposed to understand the Pasuk? How do we know that that's you're supposed to break up the Pasuk that way? Midichsiv v'hachoinim uksiv shoimrim. The Pasuk says, it mentions the fact that v'hachoinim lefnei ha-mishkan kei lefnei ha-moed mizrach ha-moishiv v'ranubanav shoimrim. So it's choinim and shoimrim. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara, v'hachoinim ksiv, and also says shoimrim. So what are these two people doing? Are they choinim or are they shoimrim? So it must be choinim l'chud and shoimrim l'chud. The choinim is one group, and that's going to be Moshe. And shoimrim is going to be another group. That's going to be Aaron Ubanov. So who are the shoimrim? Aaron Ubanov. That's three people altogether. Says the Gemara, Ema, why don't we say perhaps, Kulhu, why don't we say all of them, even Aaron and his son of Bechad Bana, Bechad Makom, Luchudei, maybe all three of them are going to do Shmira in one place. It says Shamru, they're going to do Shmira. So maybe they have, you need three Kohanim standing in the same place. Our Mishnah said you need three Kohanim, one is standing in the base of Tinas, one in the base of Nitzutz, one in the base of Moiked, and they spread out the three of them, all do Shmira in different places. How do you know? Maybe you should just have all of them doing Shmira in one place. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Loi Sal Kadaitach. You shouldn't think that, that's the case. Why not? It's because the Pasuk says, puts Aaron close to Moshe. It's Kemoshe. Ma Moshe, Bechad Mokum L'chudei. Just like Moshe, wherever he is, he's going to be alone. Av Aaron Ovana Bechad Mokum L'chudei. Each one is going to be in his own place. Each one is going to be an individual. So just like Moshe is in one place, so too Aaron is all them are going to be in one place. So then you have three of these Kohanim all doing Shmira in three different places. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says a different makar. Miseifa Dikra. You see it from the end of the Pasuk. What do we see it then? It says, Shomrim Mishmeres Limishmeres. Because it says that Lashon, Shomrim, Mishmeres, Limishmeres. And therefore, we can extrapolate these different Lashonis of Shmira that there's going to be three Shmiras. So if there's three people and there's three Shmiras, what does that mean? Each one of them is going to be in a different place. Moshe is doing a different thing. Moshe is the Chaynim people. We still have Yerachmiel's question, which is, where do we see the 21? That we will continue with and more, B'ez Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow.